The market is making people confused. Where are things going? Well, if you want to find out and avoid trouble, this is your time. Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous, and they do it by digging in at the bottom, working from the footnotes up. Because if you work from the top down, well, you get a picture of a company, but it may not be the right picture. You have to ask a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And if it is possible, well, then you've got an issue that you might want to resolve. And that issue is digging deeper, finding out how things really work. At New Constructs, they do it. You can learn more at newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their Danger Zone picks. David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. David, great to have you back on the show.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Compass.
Danger, danger.
Compass. Interesting pick. You know, this is a case where you've got a company that has sort of made a lot of noise. It just really hasn't made a lot of money, right?
Hasn't made any money. And, you know, look, this is another situation where SoftBank, all right, everybody listen to this. SoftBank is trying to remove an overvalued asset on their books and put it on your books, Mr. and Mrs. Investor, right? Just as like they did with WeWork. We started out making comparison between this IPO and WeWork. And it's not quite as ridiculous, where the founder is double dealing with his family and himself and the brand and all that stuff. But it is just as ridiculous in the sense that it is overhyping itself as a technology business and a business that already has the same technology, and honestly where the technology is not making a difference. And it's also in the real estate business, right? It's sort of a more technology-driven brokerage business. And yet all the technology they have is resulting in lower margins than the existing businesses. So it's a great example of an IPO that's been or a company that has been seeded with an enormous amount of capital, a disgusting amount of capital, where capital is being used as a weapon, which means, hey, we got so much money that we can lose money and do things that other businesses would find irrational in exchange for market share. But that's where the business's advantages end. So at some point, SoftBank sells this off at some ridiculous premium, and then regular investors are left holding the bag with a business that has no competitive advantage and has been overcapitalized and has a bad culture because they've never really learned how to be smart about money, and it's a terrible company.
Well, and I have an interesting question about this, because it's not just in the numbers. We should point out that Compass is an IPO. It's basically a spin-off IPO. If this business was worth more, they would have just sold it to somebody else. I mean, isn't that, we don't normally talk about it that way, right? We're coming up with reasons to do it. But in this case, from everything you're saying, I'm like, okay, IPO was not, let's do this first. It was IPO was last resort.
I mean, completely right, right? That's the way investors look at it. Why are they selling it to me instead of another brokerage firm or another firm that can take advantage of the asset? You know, why is it going to the public? Why? Because the public investor is probably one of the least informed and least equipped to evaluate whether or not this is a good investment. You know, I think if we spoke in the last couple of weeks, the lack of reliable fundamental research for your average investor is why these GameStop and meme stocks are going like crazy up and down to ridiculous valuations. No one's got a fundamental rudder to help them know what's going on. And by the way, SoftBank and the investment banks know that. They're preying on it. They know it's not forever. As many of these bad deals they can get out as they can, you know, the more they bank tens of millions and hundreds of millions of profits that they can use for the rest of their lives.
We're always worrying about IPOs. And yet there are IPO investors who say, well, wait, you want to capture the pop or you want to see what happens. Is there reason that even with all these things, and normally we're talking catalyst, right? What's the catalyst that's going to make the market become as smart about something as New Constructs does? You know, they're going to wake up and see what you've seen. But in the case of an IPO, there are plenty of people who say, well, IPOs, you know, I still want that pop. Is there reason to believe that that pop doesn't happen in an IPO like this?
You know, Chuck, I mean, I put my crystal ball away a long time ago. And you just don't know. I can tell you that when there's a longer time period between when a company announces its IPO and when it does IPO, the performance has seemed, you know, at least anecdotally in my mind, it's been worse. You know, first example is WeWork, which basically didn't IPO because they gave us time to get the word out on really what was going on. And first our article and then many articles followed up saying the same thing. Coinbase, a similar one. You know, they put out the S1 a little bit early. We wrote about it, pointed out how its margins were absurd and in a mature market that was not going to be sustainable and the valuation made no sense. And they got into some trouble and that IPO is now delayed. So, you know, Compass is not supposed to go for another month or so now. At least that's the latest report I have. April 21st is when it's supposed to go public. So, you know, look, we've got some really good information out there. I think all of our research is good information, good intelligence around how to think about these things. And, you know, it might not happen if there's enough time for this information to be disseminated. And remember, we're competing against all the bankers and all the companies, people and PR people out there trying to push a different story. So it's a battle. And it takes a little while for us to win because these guys have a huge head start.
And quickly, the midpoint. So normally we're talking about a stock price and what something's worth. The midpoint on this IPO range is basically about $10 billion. So what do you think it's worth?
You know, I mean, it's well under five, not even close. You know, the scenario that Kyle put together for just, I don't know, a reasonable set of expectations where their margins would radically increase, but still be a little bit below Realogy, but above Zillow, and still grow revenue at 10% compounded annually for a decade. That puts them at about a $5.5 billion valuation. But I think that's still optimistic. And we don't like to go nutso pessimistic on this stuff, but yeah, even if their margins drastically increase, go from negative to meaningfully positive, and they can grow revenue compounded annually at a huge clip, it's still only about $5 billion business, and that's kind of all you need to know to say, I'm going to pass on this, I think.
And that's why Compass, ticker COMP, it is in the danger zone right out of the box. David Trainer, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Chuck. My pleasure. Bye.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. NewConstructs.com, at New Constructs on Twitter. Remember, they blog about their danger zone picks, so there's lots more information on Compass and anything we talk about here on their website. Up next, it's Market Call time. Lamar Villery from the Villery Funds. Stick around.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.